Section 3, A Royal Colony Struggles. As you read, look for North Carolina's First Royal Governors, Conflicts Between the Albemarle and the Cape Fear, The Dilemma of the Granville District, The Impact of the French and Indian War, and the following terms, Boycott, Granville District, and French and Indian War. The colonists hoped that life under the royal governor, Gabriel Johnston, would get better, but the handicaps of geography continued to plague the colony. Because it was so difficult to navigate the Outer Banks, goods cost 50% more to ship from North Carolina than from ports like Philadelphia or Charlestown. Although the top 10% of North Carolina families were wealthy, they did not live as well as rich people elsewhere. Even North Carolina's poor seemed poorer. Sectional conflicts. The settlement of the Cape Fear continued to cause conflict. The Albemarle resented that the Cape Fear residents had gained wealth and power selling naval stores. Albemarle leaders tried to stop the Cape Fear planters from taking advantage of blank patents. When the Cape Fear demanded equal representation in the General Assembly, the Albemarle boycotted, refused to participate in, the Assembly from 1746 to 1754. As a result, very little was accomplished. In 1744, the King granted Granville what amounted to the northern half of the colony. Granville could sell this land and continue to collect the quitrent, but the colony was still responsible for the government of this Granville district. When it later turned out that Lord Granville's agents demanded bribes for their services, people all across North Carolina were angry. Governor Arthur Dobbs and the French and Indian War. After the death of Governor Johnston, the King sent Arthur Dobbs to govern the colony in 1754. He faced a dire situation. Only half the lawful revenue was actually being put into the treasury. Public expenses were higher than ever, because there were so many new settlers west of the fall line. Settlement was moving closer to the Cherokee, who were beginning to threaten the settlers. The French and Indian War, 1754 to 1763, made matters worse in North Carolina. This conflict, which was called the Seven Years' War in Europe, was fought over European control of North America. Because the French controlled the territory west of the Appalachians, they and their Native American allies could attack along the borders of the 13 English colonies. The Cherokee sided with the French. North Carolina acted to protect itself. Governor Dobbs got the feuding Cape Fear and Albemarle to do a better job collecting taxes. The colony used the money to erect Fort Dobbs near the present site of Statesville. Fort Dobbs served as headquarters for defending the backcountry. The Treaty of Paris ended the war in 1763. The French lost all their land in America. This left Great Britain in control of all the land east of the Mississippi River. Dobbs tried to unify the colony by setting up a permanent home for the General Assembly, upriver from New Bern. No one, however, agreed to that location. He did set up more courts, making it easier for citizens to settle their disputes without long-distance travel. Because Dobbs' policies put the colony in debt, and for other reasons, in the early 1760s, the leaders of the General Assembly sent the King 15 different charges related to Dobbs' leadership. Dobbs, however, held on to his office until his death in 1765.